Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louis and Monica with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, get ready to wake up to more chilly temperatures this week. The Bureau of Meteorology is predicting that more low-temperature weather will continue in the coming days. Some regions across the state saw temperatures drop below zero last night, with inland frost and snow flurries expected this week. Brisbane in the southeast is expected to feel extra chilly, with windy conditions peaking today and tomorrow. The Bureau's senior forecaster Shane Kennedy said the cold snap would continue into the weekend, with cold temperatures lasting throughout the day and even hitting up to 7 to 8 degrees below the average temperature for July.
The number of patients who are reported to have been injured in e-scooter accidents and admitted into Queensland emergency departments has nearly doubled in the last 2 years, according to new research by the Queensland Injury Surveillance Unit. Data has shown that e-scooter injuries have risen to 1,273 in 2023 from 691 in 2021, raising concerns with use of e-scooters and related injuries for Queensland Health Departments. The Queensland Injury Surveillance Unit and J. Minson Trauma Institute gathered data on patients linked to e-scooters that have been recorded to around 30 emergency departments to reveal these numbers.
In national news, H5N1 bird flu has been detected in the north and south of Australia, as the Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness warns of the increasing risk of a major outbreak in the country later this year. Bird flu has wreaked havoc to livestock and wild animal species across the world. Earlier this week, the U.S. Colorado Public Health Department confirmed cases of the virus in human poultry workers. While the flu has not yet come into contact with local wildlife or livestock, the Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness has warned that the virus was found in migratory water birds in Asia, as well as seals in Antarctica. Despite recent positive cases, the United States Centers for Disease Control has said the risk to humans remained low. However, that the cases were concerning because of the potential to cause severe disease and wider outbreaks.
According to a New South Wales Legislative Council report released yesterday, project designed for Sydney's Rozelle Interchange lacked transparency and was designed with the goal to maximize Wisconsin's sale value. For individuals who live close to the road network, the, quote, promised benefits from the project's development have, quote, have not been realized. The Legislative Council investigation produced 17 suggestions, most of which were centered on enhancing current infrastructure, privatization, and community consultation. According to Premier Chris Minns, the, quote, most disturbing part of the report is that previous administration knew the opening of the road network would cause interruptions but did not inform the community.
In international news, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump has named J.D. Vance, an Ohio senator, as his running mate for U.S. election later this year. 39-year-old Vance rose to prominence with his 2016 memoir Hillbilly Elegy and won an Ohio Senate seat in 2021 with the backing of Trump. Vance has dramatically changed his view on Trump since the 2016 election, where he referred to himself as a, quote, never Trump guy, going as far to describe Trump as, quote, America's Hitler. Vance has since become a close ally to Trump. In an announcement on Truth Social, Trump stated, quote, as vice president, JD will continue to fight for our constitution, stand with our troops, and will do everything he can to help me make America great again.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with strong winds in the morning easing throughout the day. It is currently 9 with an expected maximum of 19. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org/news.